I've got to apologise just quickly.
Yeah, kitchen crimes. Okay, 13, 27, 10. Work kitchen crimes.
What happened? It wasn't my fault.
It's never your fault, mate.
I had my Coles bag in when we finished yesterday morning to have lunch. We have lunch at about 9 o'clock. And then as I pulled my Coles bag out, I collected this plastic container. It was one of those old Chinese containers, you know, that you get your food in. Oh, you can buy them at Coles for about $2.50, yeah. I think.
I walked around the corner, saw Paddy with his face in his hands looking at the floor. What's happened, mate?
Whatever. My bag had collected this food and it went plonk. But when it plonked on the floor, it just stayed as
this no, food, it didn't.
The food was solidified.
Somewhere. The container that it was carried in, the food was...
It was solidified.
No, it was... You know when you get nice home-cooked food...
It wasn't.
And you put it... There's like a gravy or a sauce with it, and you put it in the fridge...
Gone hard like a cement.
It does. That's because the sauce sticks everything together.
And I thought, oh, this so must be...
Stop carrying on like you haven't done something awful, because it was someone's home-cooked meal. Yes.
I then picked it up and threw it in the bin. And then,
well, so you should have, because it was all over the floor.
Then about 10:30, I'm typing away, I'm at my desk, and I hear Emmy Mack from the newsroom, and she's talking to Alana
yep.
In sales. And all I heard was, yeah, and someone's taken my meal.
No. She goes, but, oh, you misheard. Poor Emmy has said, I feel really stupid today. I swear I put my lunch in the fridge. I feel like I've just done something silly. Anyway, and I'm going, Paddy, now's your chance, mate. This is when you come in and say it was me.
I did fess up. I said, Emmy, was that solidified meal that I thought was about 2 to 3 week old, was that yours? And then she said,
I just went to the fridge to see where my lunch was and I couldn't find it anywhere and I thought I was losing my mind. And then Paddy tells me, there was a bit of an accident.
Yeah, and there was. And look, we put the...
Can I just say before if we go any further,
yeah,
we all looked at you and you were going, oh, shrugging your shoulders, like, who cares? And then we said, Paddy, now's when you say, can I get you something to eat today?
I did. I did.
And you know what? And he did. And you know, he said, he goes, how about if I just duck up to Macca's for you?
And then I said,
come
what about
on.
A pie?
I've got nothing against McDonald's, but to try and replace someone's home-cooked lunch with a McDonald's buy-off... Please.
We put the picture of the food on Triple M's Facebook page, and I think it might have been Brady said, God, you've done that girl a favour.
Nah.
That's terrible. Anyway, I didn't say it, but I then went, okay, you're not getting a pie. So Rob forced me, and I had to
go
and
to a proper
see,
cafe, yeah, the Cafe Espresso at
East Gosford. Yeah, so.
And saw Mel and Frank. Hello, Mel and Frank.
And we met all these other people there as well. It was, you embarrassed me.
You should have seen Paddy asking for the cheapest thing on the menu.
Which I did. And I then, I forgot to get a receipt to use it as tax because we're talking about it on air. I do apologize. And I didn't mean to knock your food out of the fridge, and I won't do that again. That's all I'm saying. I won't do that again.
We'll put
the film very soon up on Triple M's Facebook page, and if you want to subscribe and catch up with the podcast on the Triple M app, make sure you do.